Today it's Nancy Thompson from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. As I come in from the garden rather stiff and sore and somewhat dirty and sit down to record this little bit, I sometimes wonder if gardening is really good for your health. However, besides the obvious benefits of fresh herbs, vegetables, and fruits for your kitchen, and if you're doing vegetable gardening, or if you have the splendor of gorgeous and colorful flowers to adorn your home, and if you're doing flower gardening, studies show that gardening is really great for your overall well-being. You get plenty of vitamin D by being outdoors. It's good for your bone health. Now, of course, as you get older and being in Muskoka, it doesn't do that much for you, but it's a nice thought. It does decrease your risk of dementia and of Alzheimer's disease, and it enhances your mood and your outlook. At least that's what they say. You do get regular, healthy aerobic exercise, and you do burn calories. Now, I tend to lie down and roll around in the garden, so I'm not quite sure how many calories I burn, but it's a good thought. It can boost your heart's health, lower your blood pressure, and avoid stroke. Now, that's unless you're bending over trying to lift really heavy rocks out of your garden or pull those long tap roots. It relieves stress and can boost your self-esteem, until you see someone's garden who is that much better than yours. However, it does improve your hand strength and your dexterity, and it certainly helps you to get up and down off the ground and to bend and stretch and to reach. Oh, my aching back. Anyway, happy Muskoka Day, and do enjoy the gardening. It really is good for you. Bye-bye for now.